Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you are well. This wonderful July, currently evening as I record this. We are two in the month of July. Our podcast is two. So this is our celebratory month. So happy birthday to us, to our podcast. And thank you for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, hello. If you are new to this podcast, hi, how are you doing? This is probably our third episode in just the month of July already, and we don't normally have this many. But part of our celebration is that we would be releasing regular episodes and, you know, touching on different things. I'm really excited for the rest of the year and what we have coming up as well. So look forward to that. But we will likely be taking a short break in August because that's a bit of our rest month in our community. But anyway, I hope you're well. Hope you're good. Hope you've had a wonderful, amazing day. Hope it was filled with all the things you imagined. For me, it was quite interesting. I kind of went back. I had a bit of a break, a staycation, and I went back to my regular day-to-day activities. So that was interesting. I was like, I am done with staycations. Definitely done with them. I need to definitely find something to do, which involves traveling. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, hello. So today we are going to be talking about one of the topics that I mentioned probably last week. Through the course of one of our discussions that I mentioned, I wanted to touch on, because I feel it's really important for us to touch on this topic specifically, because those of you listening will probably, you know, have things that are, you know, you're not sure about, you're the sort of looming in your mind that you're thinking, oh, I need to be doing this, but I'm not quite ready, or I don't have what I need, or I don't have what it takes, all of those things. So we're going to be touching on something to do with that, really. So our topic today really is starting where you are. Starting where you are. But before I go into our topic, if I go into the discussion for today, if you have not listened to last week's episode, please go back and listen, or last episode rather. It was last week, but we did two last week. But last time we spoke about our mid-year check-in, like our halftime check-in. You know, and we covered, I believe it was 4 points to do that, but there's like a longer list of 11 things or 12 things, that we actually, you know, had to talk about in its fullness. So what we then did, I mentioned last time about doing an IG live. The IG live didn't quite happen for a number of reasons, kind of beyond my control. However, we did do a video instead. So we did a pre-recorded video, which I've literally just released on YouTube this evening. So it's under Modia TV. It's our latest video there. It's called Halftime Check-In. You can just do Halftime Modia. I'm sure YouTube will find it for you. So it's on there. If you follow Adia Talks, just the community, not necessarily the prayer room, on Facebook, I've also just uploaded it there as well, so that, you know, people who follow that can also access it. I must say, I really do like all the points discussed, and it really is Holy Spirit who was just dashing out everything, because I'm listening to it thinking, okay, go and do this. You need to do this. You need to do that. And one of the things we talked about there was to do with reading. So even this evening, straight after recording this podcast, because I've set myself up times to do different things this evening. So I'm like, after this podcast, I'm going to get ready for bed, and these are the two books I'm going to read, because I kind of read like 4 books at a time, just a bit like that. But like, these are two books I'm going to read X number of chapters in this before. before I go to bed. So that's, you know, a good habit I've adopted from some of what we spoke about there. But I said all that to say, please go back and listen to that or watch the video. Listen to, if you listen to the last episode, but watch the video. It's on YouTube, on Moadiya TV. Look, Moadiya TV, just do halftime check-in or see the latest, one of the latest videos. It will be, I'm sure it's the latest. It's the latest right now, but I'm sure it will be whenever you get a chance to look at it. But go and watch that and be blessed by it and share it with someone, bless someone, leave us a comment, tell us what you're taking away, how the first half of your year has been, etc., etc. So that's that. We also pray. I also prayed towards the end of that video, just as the Lord led me. So I actually hadn't planned to do that in the video originally, but I did that as the Lord led me. So today we're talking about starting where you are. Starting where you are. That is our celebration today, because I want to celebrate you all who need to start something or who have started something or who sort of thinking about starting something. And I want to encourage you to start where you are. Start where you are. I touched on this briefly in our episode, I think two episodes ago, when I was speaking about the fact that this podcast is two and, you know, starting, I didn't talk about the full journey of how it came about. It was just God, really. I don't remember anything. It wasn't like someone told me start a podcast. It was like a God thing, just brewing on my heart. And then he led me to like this app I just came up with. Suddenly, you know how you're thinking about something and then suddenly on your, like your Instagram or your social media feeds, you know, an app comes up that's like, oh, for podcasts to help make it easy. This was probably 3 years ago, because it probably took me a while to get everything. I downloaded the app for a while, but to get it all together. But we're talking about starting where you are. And starting where you are is an interesting one, because often we want to be like, oh gosh, you know, we're going to do this thing. We're going to launch this thing and we're going to like have it ready. And it's going to be like, you know, popping. I'm trying to use the words they use nowadays, but it's going to be like, you know, lit. It's going to be lit. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And you just want to, you want to make it flawless. And then some of you are like super, super perfectionists and you want it to be like this and that. And I am a quality advocate. Like I definitely am a quality advocate. As much as I can, I like to make sure quality and excellence are demonstrated. And I think, you know, excellence is many things. You know, but one of the things excellence is in my take on excellence is quality as well. You know, so that's part of what I see excellence as delivering to the very best that can be given, you know. So I see excellence from a God perspective, but I see it as quality as well. So I'm one for, I get it when people are very like, oh, they want it to be this, they want it to be that, they want that. But truth be told is, even if, let's just say on the occasion that you waited for something to be in your eyes perfect, quote unquote, it's all perfect, it's all ready to go. When you do that thing, 2 years from then, you're going to look back on that thing that you did that you thought was so perfect, and this is the way it is and the way it's always going to be. And you're going to think, you know, I can, if I was doing it now, I would do it even better. Or you're going to think, wow, I've grown from that. Or you're going to think, or you might even cringe. Like you might be like, oh my gosh, that was ugh. And I thought that was great at the time. You know, we all do it. We look back on things and cringe. Like, you know, when you were in school, you know, if you look back on some of your teenage pictures, for instance, when you saw yourself dress up, you know, you thought you were a babe, let's just say. Oh my gosh, I'm revealing myself here. But maybe you thought, oh, you know, you knew how to dress well, or you knew, and you look back and you're thinking, what on earth was I thinking? It's the same goes, you know, or people do it with people they've dated and things like that. But anyway, I don't want to get into that specific discussion, but, you know, you look back and think, you know, wow, like, gosh, really? And I thought that was that great. You know, I thought this was it at the time. But that's how it is, because you grow and we grow. So, you know, staying, trying to keep something to be perfect, you know, at that point in time, it may be okay what you deem as perfect, but it would always, as you grow as a person, there would always be a change. You'd always look at it from the different lens. And it's good to look back and look at the lens, but, you know, that's part of what also helps growth, because you see, okay, these are the things to do now. So I guess with starting where you are, there's some of you that have this mindset of, you know, the perfection piece to size of things. You want everything to be perfect, you know, all of that. There's some of you that are too scared because you're just like fearful. You're thinking of what is everybody going to think? What's this? Then some of you just want to do things because you just want to do something and you're just like got so many things going on in your head. And like, you know, you want to do it because, you know, Jane is doing it and Anthony's doing it as well. And it's like just seems to be the popular thing to do. But you have trouble starting because of that reason. So I think with starting where you are, you need to just take a this is what I say to people. I'm going to give you four principles for how to, you know, get over, like just get on with and get over that. But really with starting where you are, it's a case of you're taking the very best of what you have, right? What's available to you within your reach to the means that you have. You're doing the very best with whatever it is and putting that's considered your best foot forward at the time. And you're using that to start. And you're not doing so. The mindset you have to adopt is I'm not doing so. I'm thinking this is going to remain the way it is right now forever because you know a growth will always come. But what you're doing is you're not doing something just in a shabby way. You're taking everything to the best of your ability and moving forward. So like I've had many examples of this in my life. You know, I've had like, you know, I think last week I was saying this podcast, for example, you know, saying how when I had first started recording it, I didn't have like anything set up, like, you know, to record properly. I was just using literally my phone. Then I got this mic thing to attach to it, like a lapel mic. I remember doing an interview with a friend of mine. We were both together. We were in London somewhere and we both like, I use a lapel mic for both of us. And I was like, oh, you know, I must buy, since I want to do interviews, I'm going to buy a lapel mic with, you know, that kind of sprouts up into two lapel mics. So I bought that. God knows I don't use it much, but I bought that, the sprouts up into two, so I can have one, you know, with a, you know, do that interview style thing as well. And to me, I was like, oh, wow, you know, you're thinking, okay, this is it. And at the time, the quality of whatever I was doing was just like, I'm not an expert at like sound and all of these things, but I just knew that I had this burning thing to start this podcast. And I knew that, okay, look, this is what I have. This is what I know I need. These are the basics of what I need. The very basic is to be able to record audio. So even if I'm going to use my phone first and my phone's mic to start with, and then, you know, as you grow, because I'm not the expert, but as I kind of got to more knowledge, I figured out, okay, I can get a mic to do it and then, you know, use that. And that helped to improve the quality. And then over time, you know, so now my setup is a lot different, like way different. I'm not using my phone, but you know, the point I'm making is just really about that whole progression of you know, how you view whatever you're going to do. So I was starting where I was with what I had within my means. And sometimes we think means is down to financial means. At the time, the setup I have, I could probably afford the setup I have now, but I just didn't have enough information. So I view it as progress, right? As going to be something. So, you know, there's often the term that says is progress over perfection. So that perfect point is, see the perfection as some, if you want to view it as perfection, as a constant moving target, as a transformative thing. And that's almost the same in our journey with Christ. We're transforming more and more every day, right? So you're seeing that perfection is always a moving target. I don't even want to call it perfection, but let's, for lack of a better word, you're seeing that perfection is always moving. So you're always progressing and you're always moving forward and transforming to that, right? So now the setup I have, now I'm like, okay, this is great. There's probably another better setup, you know, and there will probably always be a better one. You know, even if the best podcaster has the best setup right now, in 2 years from now, because of technology, there would be something different and something that can, you know, that will make it better. But if we keep on waiting for, I want to get money to do this, or I want to find out all about this, or I want to, you know, I want to make sure I can hire a studio, I'm going to get a sound engineer to do this. A lot of these things I've done, I taught myself how to do, right? And those things come when you just start with what you have to the very best of your ability, assess it, and then move forward. So some key principles on how you want to do this. Actually, before I mention the key principles, I must say, with whatever it is that you start, Actually, this is one of the principles, though. So the key thing is that when you determine that you want to do something or something's going around your head, so I said there are many categories of you. There are people who are scared. There are people who know they should be doing something, but they're waiting for the perfect moment. There are people who are like, they want to do it just because everybody else is doing it. It's a thing to do. What you need to first of all assess is your why. Like, why am I doing this thing? Am I doing this for that carnal reason, or is this something that God, is this a real God idea, not just a good idea? Is this something God has placed on my heart for now to do now, or is this something that, you know, God has placed on my heart, but I know it's something for the future, or what is it basically? And then understand what your why is and be very honest with yourself. There will be a category of you who won't be as honest, and those will be the people that are scared. And those are the people that are probably the people that are scared won't be totally honest because they're like looking for every excuse. And then the ones waiting for the perfect moment are like thinking, oh, yeah, God, yeah, you said it, but not for now. But the point is, you need to be completely honest. Like, if there is a procrastination element in it, you have to ask yourself, why do I think that this thing's for later? Why do I think God is telling me now to do it? It's laid on my heart to do it now. And I have the strong impression, but why is it that it's for later? Is it because I'm scared, or is it truly that God has said you're going to do this, you know, later on, or in X number of years, or in a different season? Like, understand. So it's really going back to ask yourself why. What is the core? What is the reason for which I want to do this thing, or I want to build this thing? What is the reason? And what are the, if there are questions in my head, or there's any doubt, or there's any lack of clarity, ask yourself very critically, why do I have this clarity? So is it that I'm hiding? I'm shy? Another category of you is you don't, what are people going to say? That's 95%. What are people going to say? How's it going to be? They're going to judge me. Oh, my friends are going to think that. Because sometimes, you know, the biggest critics may be your friends. And you need to check that separately. But, you know, your biggest critics might be the people that are closest to you. Because you're like, ah, they'll, you know, this. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? They're going to compare me to this. They're going to say, I'm trying to be the next blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, there are all these questions that roam around. So you need to be extremely honest with yourself, right? And understand that, okay, Mo. Or let's say your name is Jane. Okay, Jane, this is why you are being this way. And perhaps just journal those things down. Just write it down of like, this is why I'm feeling this way. Or these are the things I have. These are the fears. These are the doubts. These are the questions I have in my mind. Just document them. But always determine the why. Why am I scared? Or what? But first of all, why am I doing this thing? Determine, okay, is it good or God? If it's a God thing, then, you know, dig into that further. If it's a good thing, why do I think it's a good thing? And Lord, is this me being fleshy, or is this for another season? Lord, help me understand this. Or is it even for me to help somebody with something? You know, why? You know, what is the reason? So let's dig into that further. So I say the first principle, call it thing to do when you approach this, is to determine your why, right? So determine your why, all of that. So let's say you get over yourself, because that why is helping to get over yourself. So you get over all yourself, the thoughts, all of those things, you write them down, and you just, you know, pray about it and gain, you know, you just go for it. In fact, I was going to say gain the confidence, but just once you know that you're meant to do it, it's the season to go, all of that, just start to confess over yourself that you do not have the spirit of fear, and start to read the word and take scriptures that will help to counter some of those thoughts you're having. So you're reaffirming yourself in the word of who you are and what God has called you to. So you actually be specific. I do not have the spirit of fear concerning this blah, 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 blah. You know, all of these things, take that, right? And then once you've determined that, write down in terms of like how you're trying to then, you know, move forward. So just write down what you have, you know, because again, a lot of you would be, and it's a mixture of all these reasons would be entangled, but a lot of it would be a case of you're like, I don't have this, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have the recording gadgets, or I don't have this, I've never done this before, I've never recorded an album before, all of these questions, right? So just write down what you have. So what do I have? What do you have? What do you have available? If it requires money, how much money do you have available to it? What resources can you pull on? What do you have within your means? So it might not be in the perfect, quote unquote, where you want to do it, but understand what you have available to you. I bet you when you start to do that, you would probably notice more. And some of this is not even just money. It's actually people. People are gifts as well. So understand what you have within your means. What is it that you can, what is it that you can do? What is it that you have? And what is it that are the gaps? So you know that you need to do something else needs to happen, but you're not quite sure. So put all of that down. Like you need to still, you know, this is what I have and this is what I need to find out more about, you know, to actually get it done. Now, not in its perfect state, but just finding out that. So write down what you know that you have. Right. And also figure, and then, okay, yes. And then the next thing would be, once you know what you have, you're figuring out how to maximize what you have within your means, right? So what do you, so it's almost like you're doing that analysis of like, this is what I have, these are the gaps, but with what I have, how do I maximize it? So is it that, okay, I have the ability, let's just say the podcast, right, to record the podcast. Yes, all I need is a phone or whatever it is. But in order to maximize it, do I need to just do some more digging? Do I need to maybe get another phone, let's just say? Or do I need to just get a, you know, something additional for it? Or do I need to like research to see how best I can maximize it? Like, okay, I want to, I'm just using things I've done in my life, right? So I want to record an album. Okay, this is the amount of money I have. I have X number of songs. You know, is there something I can do where I can do an EP? Is it like, can I shorten this or can I partner with somebody? You know, I want to, I haven't finished writing songs. I want to, you know, do write with somebody. Can I partner with somebody to help me? Like, since I don't have everything, all my songs, somebody who's more experienced, can I partner with them to do this for me? Or can I, you know, figuring out what you can do within the means of what you have, right? Or, you know, what do I need to research? So figure out like, how you can maximize what you have and where you can pull on other resources, like i.e. being people, etc. Right? And then the last point is, there's more to this, but these are just your basic starting points to it, right? Is to overall see everything that you're doing as a growth opportunity. See it as a growing thing, right? So see it as an opportunity to grow and see it as something that will always grow. That way you're not stagnated with the mindset of, it needs to be perfect and I just need to wait to the most ideal moment. Now, let me just caveat everything I said with, I know that I'm not advocating that we're people that rush into things or just like rush and we don't wait with God. I'm a firm believer of us understanding what God said, allowing him to marinate, like let that seed grow in us, germinate in us, let it be that we are ready and we're not rushing into anything. Yes, I believe that strongly. But there's some of you that you're ready. God is, he's shown you, like Abraham, he's told you what to do next. He's not showing you the whole, maybe he's giving you a glimpse. He said, okay, look up and see the stars. You'll be father of nations, right? Then he's shown you what the next step is to do, but he hasn't shown you like every single step of how everything will pan out. He's given you a glimpse and he's shown you, and he's given you that glimpse to encourage you, right? So when you're discouraged, you look back on that. But he's also shown you what the next step is to do. But you're still waiting for, you want to know what to do at every step of the way, like every point in time. Mate, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. That knowing what to do every point in time, you'll just know, you know, he'll give you all the intricate details. No, it doesn't happen. So really see it as a growth opportunity. So, and you would always look back on it. The things I've done before, like, okay, recording an album or doing this or that, I look back on them and think, my God, like I won't say I wouldn't have done it that way. The thing is, I would know to do things better now because I've already made, you know, I've done my rookie, I wouldn't even call it mistake, but I've done the rookie things already. I already know what to do and what not to do. I've learned from those things. So now if I'm doing it, I would do a slightly different way, right? In 3 years' time, when I record another album, I would be like, I'm not doing it the way I did in 2021. Well, not completely the way, because I've learned the things from that. In everything I've done, for example, all the music I've ever released or recorded, I've always, all they've been quite different. But there's always been something I've learned from the previous time of not doing that. And if I didn't do the first one, I won't have learned what not to do the next few times. I literally would not know. And I'll just be still be waiting for this perfect, perfect, perfect moment to do that. So those are some principles that, you know, I want you to consider applying when you're thinking about starting where you are. It's just being honest with yourself, understanding your why, understanding, is it really God that told me to do it? Did he tell me to do now? Has he released me to do it? Assuming the Lord has released you, then you think, okay, yes, of course, we do things in faith as well, because my first EP was in faith. When I agreed to do it, I was like, mate, I don't even know how this is going to happen, because I put resources to other things. And literally the moment I agreed that, I got literally the exact amount of money I needed the week after from something I was not expecting. Literally the exact amount of money. So we do things in faith as well. Like when God says, move, and I assess what I have, okay, this is what I have within my means. God, you told me this is what I'm believing. I'm just this one and taking a step of faith. This is what I know I have. This is how I'm going to do it, you know. And then you learn through it. When I first did my first EP, I wasn't really savvy about, I'm still not that savvy, but, you know, I know a lot more now about like, okay, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to work on the music and whatever. But, you know, you have to obviously tell people, you have to, you know, do all the, I'm not the best at those things, but I didn't even know about those things too well. I didn't really know. It was only when I through the process, I was like, oh, wow, this, that, the other. So I'm not suggesting you rush into anything as well. Please don't get me wrong. But when the Lord has released you to do something, do not hold back because you're waiting for perfect moments or the perfect time. You can start where you are. You can start to, even the starting might not even be a release or a launch of something. It might be a educate yourself about something. Go and learn, go and do this, go and start reading up on this, start doing this, you know, and it might be a good 2-3 years that the Lord's like saying, read up on this, become the expert, so that when you are blossomed out and you know, you come out into that, you are well equipped for what is before you, right? So I just believe this is such an important message, particularly in this time, because one thing I do know since the start of the year, and it has been really, really ringing with everything, like, you know, God has said to me and things that he's told me to, even the Bible passages he told me to read, has been a lot to do with building. I believe there's a building grace that is upon us now. I believe the Lord is calling a lot of people to build in this time, to build. And you know what? Somebody was saying to me, okay, so what does that mean for? I was like, building means that I'm doing what God has told me to do. I'm building what he's told me to build with him. I'm co-laboring with him. You're doing yours. It doesn't mean that I can exist on my own. If you do yours, I do mine. Jane does hers. Anthony does his. I don't know who Jane and Anthony are. But anyway, if they all do all of this, then we're all building the kingdom together. In our little, as we're doing our thing in our little units, we're actually building the kingdom together. You know, we're doing what separately, but we're building together. Some of it would be collaborative, yes, but we're building. So this is a grace. There's a grace. There's a season of real building. And if you want to really study, I would love to do a builder's Bible study, but I just don't think I have the capacity fully, if I'm honest right now. But I was saying to a friend that I really, really want to do like a Nehemiah, dig down into Nehemiah Bible study, because it's such a great book for building leadership influence. At the start of the year, I was like, oh my gosh, I want a good book on leadership. And the Lord was like, your Bible. And I was like, okay, yes, Jesus is the perfect, the servant leader, all of that, you know, great to see. And then I was like, actually, when I started reading Nehemiah, I was like, I've read this book before, but I've never read it from this perspective. But yes, that's what I wanted to leave you with on this episode. So start where you are, build, choose progress over perfection. That's what some people I know say. Progress over perfection. Start where you are. Do not shy away or be waiting for perfect moments. See these things as know your why. Get the clarity. Then see it as an opportunity. See where you are, what you have. Figure out what the gaps are and how to maximize what you have. I hope this helped you and blessed you. Please share it with somebody who you know has been sitting on something that they need to do. There is a grace to build as the Lord would direct you. So I pray that you build that thing. I want to hear all about it. I want to see it. And God be with you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Take care. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.